Just a few halachot now that we're in the wedding season. So just to review some halachot that apply to the Irusin and the Nisuin ceremony. One question would be on the beracha of the Irusin. That's the beracha that they make before the Kiddushin, before the Hatan gives the ring to the Kala. The proper text of the beracha would be Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin, with a bet. The bet doesn't have a dagesh in it, so that's why you hear some people say Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin. But our custom anyway is not to differentiate between a bet with a dagesh or a bet without a dagesh, meaning we don't turn it into a V, we just say it Rifuya, we say it a little lighter. So therefore the beracha would sound Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Al Yedei Chupa Bekiddushin, a bet without a dagesh. Now, it'd be proper before the beracha is made for the rabbi that is being mesader to tell the Hatan and Kala that they should have Kavanah to be Yotzeh the beracha. According to Harambam and Shulchan Aruch, the Birkat Irusin is a Birkat HaMitzvah. It's the beracha that's made before the mitzvah of Kiddushin is fulfilled. And therefore, really, the Hatan should make this beracha. The only reason why we say that the Hatan doesn't make the beracha, we want to embarrass those that don't know how to make the beracha themselves. So therefore, it should be proper for the rabbi that's being misader to tell them, number one, not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, number two, to have kavanah to be Yotze, as well as the Beracha Bore Priya Gefen as well. After the Beracha Bore Priya Gefen, the rabbi that's being Mesadid the Kiddushin should drink a little from the kos. If he doesn't drink from the kos, it could be a Beracha Lebatala. And the logic is like this. There's a question if you even need a kos by the Irusin. So the Beracha Bore Priya Gefen is not considered Birkat HaMitzvah. She might not even need it by the Irusin. If anything, it's considered Birkat HaNehenin. And therefore, a person cannot make a Bore Priya Gefen for somebody else, unless he's also drinking from it. Unless the Gefen is a Birkat HaMitzvah, like Kiddush, or Havdalah, or something like that. Here, the Birkat HaGefen of Irusin, it's questionable if you even need it at all. So therefore, the Halakha, the Misadir, should taste a little of the wine before he gives it to the Hatan and the Kalah. However, when it comes to the Nisu'in, that's the second stage of the marriage, where you also have a cup. Over there, everybody agrees that the cup is for the sake of the mitzvah. And therefore, if the rabbi that made Bore Priya Gefen for the Nisu'in did not drink, it's not such a beracha lebatala, so long as the Hatan and Mekala drank. So you can be more lenient in the Nisu'in stage, which is Birkat HaMitzvah, than the Irusin stage. But again, the minhag is to also drink from the second stage as well, in order to fulfill all opinions. Yireh Shamayim Yit'am Gam Mikos Sheva Berachot. That's where Acham Avdia comes out in Alichot Olam, Chedek Bet, on page Resh Dalet. The minhag is that the Chatam breaks a glass in memory of the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. Acham Avdia writes that the minhag is that it should be glass specifically. And the logic is that when a glass is broken, it can be refixed. And therefore, we're praying that just like Jerusalem was broken, it'll be rebuilt. Now, Shaykhin, if you'd break, let's say, a pottery or something like that, after it breaks, it's not fixable. So there's an inyan that specifically the item, the glass is being broken, is glass itself.